This is URN.
Good afternoon. Welcome to The Pulse. I am joined by Pasha, Freya and Becky. My name's India and we've got some... Our first story is going to be by me, actually. And I'm just going to be talking about an article in the Family and Education tab of the BBC. It's titled, Six Universities Told to Change Advertising Claims. And it's provoked a lot of controversy among our students here today. I'm just going to outline some of the article's main points. So universities have been told to take down marketing claims as they are thought to be misleading. The Advertising Standards Authority is warned against exaggerated claims made to attract students. Chief Executive Guy Parker says students need good evidence when making big financial commitments. Mr. Parker also states that misleading students is unfair. It can lead them to make choices that aren't right for them. Apparently, students are now being given guidance on avoiding misleading information, which seems a bit ridiculous in my opinion. I believe that universities need to be careful about their claims, which should be robust, truthful and useful. However, of course, it is useful that they are telling potential applicants more than they used to in the past. Whilst hundreds of thousands of young people are currently deciding their options for applications for courses next year, it is obviously a bit of a worry that their decisions could be based on something that is not true. There is, however, authority in place. The Advertising Standards Authority says universities trying to recruit students have to be able to objectively prove the claims they are making about their high status. I have a few examples of complaints that have been made against six universities. They're as follows. So Falmouth University has been told to stop describing itself as the UK's number one arts university or the UK's number one creative university. Teesside University, I don't know if that's said right, but Teesside or Tesside University had a complaint upheld for saying it was the top university in England for long-term graduate prospects. University of East Anglia has been told not to use the claim top five for student satisfaction. University of Leicester must stop claiming to be a top 1% world university. University of Strathclyde has been told to change claim we are ranked number one in the UK for physics. And the University of West London must stop claiming to be London's top modern university and one of the top 10 in the UK, because these are just false. Although sometimes it is simply a case of the fact that universities have put forward accurate information, there is just a need for greater clarification, because certain students are getting confused. Charles Heyman, a higher education communications advisor, had been head of communications at the University of Reading when it was told to stop using the claim to be in the top 1% of world universities. He stated that it is tempting for marketing teams to push the boundaries as far as they can go in emphasising them. At some point, most universities will be in the top 10 or 25 for something. So I'm going to pass this on to you guys now. Do any of you guys feel you might have chosen a university based on a misleading advert? I don't know if Nottingham's ever claimed something that maybe wasn't true, but do you think that this could be helped, and how can we avoid this happening? And yeah, what are your views on the article?
I'm glad that I didn't hear Nottingham on that list.
No,
but I didn't expect anything else, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie. When I was looking at universities, I was looking at the best one for my department or the best one for my interest, and I also looked at the careers team as well. But for me, that required a lot more than just looking at headlines. So I did a lot of extra research around that, and I think if you're applying to university, you should be at that level anyway, that you're not going to be easily swayed by one or two opinions.
Yeah,
you should be already looking at like further in depth. So that's just my opinion, really.
Do you think that at the start, when you start looking at universities, especially when I looked around quite a few, and you do get massively swayed by their statistics and what they claim, especially at the beginning, like when you've been to a few universities and they're all claiming different things. But I remember like the first university I went to, I can't remember which one it was now, but at the beginning I was like, oh, that's amazing, like they're the best for graduate employment, or oh my god, they're the top ranked top five in the UK for this, for that. But it all depends on how they've gone about their like how they've got to that statistic, because it depends, because the Guardian's top 25 universities will be very different to, I don't know, the Times is. So it all depends on where they've got their evidence from. But yeah, what about you guys? What do you think about it?
I mean, I feel like I always bring this up when uni's talked about on The Pulse, but my application for uni was basically like, I looked at two unis, had a bit of a breakdown, and then just kind of chose to come to Nottingham. But I kind of just, like, I chatted to one guy. Nottingham and another one were the only two that I went to see. And I was just chatting to this guy, and he was like, yeah, it's really good. Like, I really like it there. And I was like, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm qualified to speak on it, because I think that because of my existential crisis at the time, I didn't really, like, look into any statistics. But I think that's one of the things that I remember looking at that list. It was, like, in the Times or something. Mm. And it was, like, all the universities ranked and all of that. To an extent, I just think it's a bit silly. Like, it's a bit of scaremongering.
Yeah. And it's those talks you go to, the, like, you know, when you get, what they're called, sort of, like, prospective students' talks and, like, welcome talk or whatever. And at the end or the beginning, there's, like, the board that says University of Nottingham, you know, and then at the bottom it's, like, a little quote saying the top for this or the ranked number one for, you know...
So even, like, outside West Entrance, there's a big sign that says top university for undergraduate employment.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's, I'm not going to lie, that's one of the things that swayed me to come here, because I was like, well, obviously that's a massive thing. And, like, obviously then you kind of look around other universities and you realise they're all claiming other things as well. So you're like, okay, well, maybe that will just go. What do you think, Becky?
With these universities in particular, I'm not sure it's really a question of them having to take their adverts down, but rather modifying them, because some newspapers might very well claim they're the top for arts. So they say top for arts according to so-and-so. Then students can make their own minds up. Like Pasha says, it lies with a student, really, to do their own research. I'm sure most of us spent quite a few hours on the Complete University Guide and having a look and judging which university seemed best for your course.
No, so definitely, that's a good point.
I'm not sure the university should be as harshly judged, considering that some newspapers might have very well said that they...
Yeah, and they might believe that they are the top of arts, not necessarily based on false evidence, but just purely, like, other people's view or whatever it is that they've come to that.
There's just such a bombardment of information, number one. Number two, it's, like, it's always in a university's interest to advertise themselves. Mm-hmm. So, like... I'm sure, like, what they say is not exactly false, but there is some tweaking of the statistical numbers here and there. But I think, for me, generally, like, the advice that I would give is to, like, disregard the league tables. Like, yeah, it has to be good, but you look at the entry requirements for that, and, like, you have to really get a feel for it. Yeah. Because it, no matter how good it is, like, I'm not going to name the university, but I can remember being accepted to, like, one of the best in my course, but I went to the actual university and I just felt awful. I was like, I cannot see myself studying for 3 years. I study economics. So I can just remember thinking, like, if this is what the best institution is supposed to be for my course, I don't want to study this. Like, it just feels awful. Like, it feels so secluded and so small.
Yeah.
And I can remember just coming here and thinking, like, wow, this is great. Like, it doesn't matter, like, a couple of places. Like,
no, exactly. It's so true. Because you're obviously not going to be happy for a university that's, like, might be really good for your course, but it's not the kind of city you want to live in or whatever else it is. Yeah, it's a good point.
I think also the problem is that there's... university kind of has become a bit of a business now. So, like, they're trying to get students in because that's what they've got to do.
Yeah.
And whether or not you like it, you kind of just become another number that they can get in, and they have to do any way that they can.
Yeah. There's all those just statistics on student satisfaction, which I always find quite interesting, because it's like they all claim, I don't know, it depends, I don't know how it's how they come to that, like, how they say they're the top, you know, the top in the top 10 for student satisfaction or whatever it is, because I feel like every university claims to be somewhere in the top 10 for student satisfaction. But I guess it's probably maybe measured on, like, how many people drop out, or is there like a survey at the end, or what, do you know what I mean?
I mean, I know student services quite often do, like, surveys for feedback and stuff like that. Like, if you ever buy anything off the website, they always get you to do a survey afterwards.
Well, it could be employers can carry out surveys as well as to, like, the best employers for the areas, like, for example, finance, what's the highest percentage, like, whereabouts are your graduates from, and some, more often than not, like, they're concentrated in one area or one university. But then again, like, it shouldn't, like, to be honest, like, an individual makes the most of the opportunities that they have. They shouldn't let a university name or anything sway their decisions.
This is URN.